Most of us don't realize it because they don't talk about it a whole lot in school, but there's actually a story behind Canadian Thanksgiving. It's not one that we particularly emphasize because it's not a particularly great story, but it's probably the most Canadian a story can be without the invention of hockey. The reason we celebrate Thanksgiving today is because on the second Monday of October in 1578, Martin Frobisher landed on Baffin Island in the Canadian Arctic and gave thanks for safe passage. In 1879, the Canadian Parliament decided to commemorate this event and institute a national day of Thanksgiving. That was it. No harvest, no feast, no turkeys, no football. Just a human being not that different from you and me giving thanks for being able to finally place his feet on solid ground. To me, this story does two things. It reminds us how feeble most of our thankfulness is. That every year we gather around a table with friends and with family, and we take time to consider all the ways that God has blessed us, and then we eat and drink ourselves into a coma. For the most part, if we're really honest, I think our Thanksgiving ends when we've gone around the table and fit every last ounce of stuffing into ourselves that we possibly can. We're thankful, and then we consume again, patting ourselves on the back for being good and mindful of everything that we have. Like most Canadians, I've never known real hunger. And so Thanksgiving is just one feast day in a city filled with buffets. I can go to any restaurant and be in awe of the abundance that God has provided me. But for the most part, our Thanksgiving lives are so oversaturated with the excess of our culture that we've lost the ability to appreciate what thankfulness really means. But the Thanksgiving story also reminds us how big our Thanksgiving can be. Imagine being so thankful for just being alive that your natural inclination is to worship. Baffin Island is beautiful, but not so much in October. The story of Canadian Thanksgiving challenges us to move beyond the things that we can quantify and qualify and cling to what we know in the depths of the spirit, that part of us that goes beyond what we can see, taste, touch, smell, or feel. To know that our Thanksgiving has nothing to do with food, but that it has everything to do with being brought safely through the desolation and finally being able to set your feet on solid ground. That's why in the church, every month, we celebrate Thanksgiving. With our faith family, we gather around a table and we feast on Eucharist, a Greek word that literally means Thanksgiving meal. We celebrate it with a strip of bread and with a tiny little thimble of juice because we want to recognize that our Thanksgiving is not about the excess. It's about the arrival. That's why David celebrates so exuberantly in this final story, because being a king is great, I imagine. Being anointed is wonderful. But those are things of excess. Those are things of abundance, of overflow. Those are things that it's easy to be thankful for. What David is really after isn't excess, but access. And so arriving in the presence of God, into the city of God, gives David something to really celebrate. This is what a story about what Thanksgiving really looks like when you strip away all of the abundance. Being so grateful to be able to welcome God into your home that you feel like the clothes on your back are restricting you too much. So he strips them off and dances naked down Main Street. Scandalous? Sure. But David couldn't care less. He's busy living out his thankfulness. He's living Thanksgiving. He's celebrating God's goodness with everything that he is and everything he can be, and he'll be more undignified, more contemptible, if that's what it takes to really be thankful. What are you thankful for? Let us pray. Holy, holy, Holy Lord. Words cannot begin to express all that you have done for us, in us, and around us. You have fine-tuned this universe for our comfort and our benefit, and mediated the laws of physics to promote life in its varied shapes and colors. And then, as if that weren't enough, you moved heaven and earth and stepped into our world to show us what the fullness of life looks like. You lived a life we couldn't live, and you died a death that we deserved, all so that we who were far away from you could be brought into your presence. To say this morning that we're thankful is not to say enough. And so this morning we pray that you would keep your deeds close to our heart. Through your Spirit, may we become a people who celebrate the Thanksgiving more than just once a year. May it be for us a lifelong commitment, a way of being your people in your world, and through it, may you be glorified and given all the honor and praise, the majesty and the authority that are due your name. For Christ's sake, make us a thankful people. We pray this in his name. Amen.